שלהם יש מייס בעוד.
Mr. Rubin's down this path about that's the Mishnah Shin Mem Sif Cotton Yud. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about there a person who I looked up at halacha today actually. Shin Mem Sif Cotton Yud. What was halacha there? The Mishnah Berurah brings down if a person's got, well, the Machaber starts off, someone's got ink on top of parchment. It's also to rub it out. If it's in that place, you can write with it. You've done moichik. You've got rid of it. You've got a nice piece of parchment. And you've got some dirt there, some ink spilt on there. So if you take off that ink, then you're preparing that area for writing. That's also als moichik. Says the Bach, hu adin, if a person has got tishtush, a spillage of dirt or something, wax or something which has gone over writing, it's obscure, now you can't see the writing. It says the Bach, to take that, peel that off, is an issur of moichuk amanos lichtov. That's rubbing out in order to write. So that's a bit shy. What does he mean exactly? What was he, why is it moichuk? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you do rubbing out in order to write two letters that you're chayiv, so Kolchkin over here, when you're rubbing out, you've got the two letters already there, that's dichachayiv. So that's moichuk, mamish mechiki learns. And the Mishnah Berurah learns another pshat that's moichuk because you've done a tikkun. You couldn't read the letter before and now you can. So that is a choshma thing, and therefore that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So Maisa, that's how the Bach takes on, and we, the Mishnah Berurah takes on as halacha. A person can't write it out. Yeah, that's what we said. So I was looking through some zmiras actually. I've got a zmiras over here, it's very interesting. So it comes out, according to Bach, any time you've got something overwriting, dirt overwriting, to scratch it off is a problem. So over here, here's an inch, I've got a little bit of dirt, I don't know what it is actually. It's over the word kol. The chaf is obscure. And you can see a very slight part of the chaf, but really it's covered over. A person, it's covered over, the O's over, I don't even know where to read it. So if a person were to take a nail, for example, and peel that bit off, according to the Bach, it's a moich min ha-Torah. Quite a heavy, it's a very simple way of doing it, it's just a very simple
action. It's not cohesive.
Oh, so that's a shy. Someone like Chayim, then it's kosher, but the Mishnah Berurah's mashma is moichah. You're not actually writing anything over here. It's already written.
But is moichah not only moichah on Nostik?
Yeah, but that's what it says. That here, because you couldn't read, this writing was not there. So it's like you've done a rubbing out and you've got the writing there. In fact, we yesterday were speaking about. Yeah, okay, so you're right. There won't be that. That's, it won't be. I mean, first of all, Chatzis Shir is also Min HaTorah as well, yeah? You're not Chayim or Korban for it. But it's even one letter is also Min HaTorah to do. The Chiyah of Korban is quite right. The Chiyah of Korban is going to do two letters, but by mistake. But the actual Avera is already on one letter. It's already a Chiyah min HaTorah. I didn't realize, but Mishnah Berurah himself speaks about the Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out here. Mamish this case. Why am I just someone to mill a Kriyas HaTorah and he finds some wax or something over a letter in Kriyas HaTorah? So this was the whole riot we spoke about yesterday. The thing. So the Mishnah Berurah brings over here. In Nimsa came to Emsak Kriya, someone finds some dirt on in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, after also the Shtalik Hashav V'Achir, you mustn't remove it. Mikol Mokum Ein LaHotzei Acher Z'Avozei. Don't take a new one out. The Sefer Torah is not possible. The Sefer Torah is still kosher as it is. It's obscure. V'Yikra Oista Atei V'Bapei. You can read that word up behind. It's interesting. What? Oh, that's why it's very similar to the Tefillin case. That's what we said yesterday. That's why it's very similar to the Tefillin case. That's why the Ksav is there. Really, it's good. The Ksav. So that's what he says reading Ikka Adin, it's kosher Sefer Torah, and therefore it's all the same idea this is, yeah?
So if somebody just spills a bit of wine.
Oh, so I'm coming to wine now. So that's what someone asked yesterday, Master. So how far does this go, this Bach? So yesterday we said in the Bach that a Bach's going that any time a letter is obscure, you can't you can't to rub it off is nisa. So I said we spoke about the sticky tabs. We spoke about this in the past, and I'm saying these sticky tabs are much better because they are very loosely on. It could be that's much better. Others are machmi even with these sticky tabs. Yeah, the sticky tab which overwrites, which goes on the writing, and you can't see the writing. Some are machmi for this as well. Others say that this is very loose and that's okay. What about liquids? So here's interesting, Mr. Brewer actually, in Sipquays and Mr. Brewer here, about a liquid. So Sipcot and Newgim, I think. If you see if we can find it. Here. My mission, Mr. Brewer here. Nofal Dioi, O Shah Dova Lach al Sefer, some ink, or anything liquidy falls on the Sefer, Al Yilach Chenib of Shoini, you shouldn't wipe out your tongue, but Al Yilach Chenib of Mayim, Isha Moichik. You shouldn't either wash it off because of moichik. So it means a person's got a spirit, some wine spelt over his zemiris. Yeah. Now, if you can see the letters through the wine, so it's not obscure, then that's okay, Taka. That's not obscure, so you can still read it. If it's obscure, you can't read it, l'chera, then the person should not put a tissue on it to absorb it in order to be able to read it. So Mr. Burrow says, by liquid, Taka, yeah? Understand, it's true. You're not intending maybe to do moichik, but it's a sick ratio. What's happening is when you put it on there, what's going to happen is that liquid is going to be absorbed in and you won't be able to read it. So that's the chur, that's the chur. That's what Mr. Broom is over here.
It's wet, it's a little bit, it will come off straight away.
Yeah.
And it's more homodic than I posted it down yesterday.
Say some are machmir. You're asking why is the liquid? Why is the liquid case? Those who are maker with a post-it note are asking. Why is the liquid worse?
Yeah, it's a bit
wine. Yeah, it's a why is the post-it? Those people are machmir with a post-it note. They're asking why is the liquid? Why is the liquid case worse? Mamish escape. Same as a bach. You can't read the ksav. You can't read the ksav. So wiping off. I'm not talking about plastic. I'm talking about normal paper, yeah? Normal paper, someone spilled over the mission. Who's learning mission at the table on Shabbos. A little child knocks the wine over the. What do you call it? And it's a wine where now you can't see the osseous. The chora, it's a problem of mocha. That's what mission is. I mean, otherwise, what's mission we're talking about? Unless he says over here. You see, the Arika Shabbos had a chiddush we saw yesterday. It was also a chiddush. Money Parker don't go like this, but he says that when food is stuck onto a sefer, since it's not a proper chibur, he holds that's not like the bach. The bach is talking about wax that's stuck on very firmly. That's when there's a problem. But food doesn't get stuck on so well. Yes, that's better. And I said most Akhoim take on that food is a problem. Food is a problem. So the Bible, we've got three shitters, I must tell you. We've got wax, that's the worst case. That everyone holds the chiddush like the bach, that's a problem. Take wax off. Overwriting, it was overwriting. Then you got the next one is food that's got stuck onto onto writing. That's like my case of the Zemiris over here. Where you've got over the chafir, you've got some dirt. That to take off is according to many Achronim, managed like the bach, it's a problem. And then you've got the third thing, you've got these sticky notes over here. These sticky notes are better. There, some people say that's not called a chibur at all. It's very loose, it's not meant to be there.
It's just fallen on your bench. Can you move that?
Yeah, it hasn't stuck on the chiz. Yeah, see, I don't know. I'm saying I don't know how far it goes. I mean, if it's not stuck at all, this is sticky at all. Yeah, the food which just comes on. If you move the plate, if you tilt the bench, the whole thing will fall off. It's got no chibur at all. That's what we said yesterday. When you close the bench, there's no problem with moisture. When you open up the siddur, yeah, there's no problem with that. So you have to know. I hear with the liquids.
Can you stand up the bench for the wine to run down, and then wipe it?
But not if it's obscure now. If it's obscure now, it's moichik now. So when you take it off and you're making it run off, you're going to do moichik. So it's a situation, that's what it says. It's inevitable. As it runs. Liquids are situation going to fall off. I don't know. Food's not so clear, it's going to definitely come off. Yeah, it's interesting point. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. The nice thing, this chum of the Bach, that's clear. The chum of the Bach is only when it's over letters, yeah? I mean, if someone's got some cholent stuck in the margin, for example, where a person's not normally going to write it, it doesn't make sense to write that, that's not the chumra of the Bach. The Bach is talking about when it's over letters or in a place where the letters are supposed to be, that's when it's a chumra. If it's just stuck on pages, that's the chumra, not the chumra of the Bach. If it's not on the writing, if it's not on the writing, then you can open it. Yeah. That's all right, yeah. That's not the Bach's chumra. The Bach's chumra is only in the case of where it's overwriting. So you have to know how that works, Taka, yeah. I just wonder if he says anything about liquid. It's something interesting about a liquid. The liquid, why is that worse? What?
Does it get absorbed?
Wine on a paper. If you put a tissue on it, it would absorb up. You can see all the writing. It's not I don't know, I'm not sure. It's interesting. I'm not sure what the case of the wine is. Okay, that's another thing. So that's the case of the, what do you call it, the Bach. Then there's another interesting shower. What about if you've got a plastic bench? And it's almost like pharmacology, actually. This, you've got a plastic bench and it's laminated. And now you've got the same problem, something falls over the writing. What do you say about this? Any difference?
No,
we're talking about, we were talking up to now about a normal safer, which is not plastic, and just writes.
So what? What's the difference?
We spoke, after now, we spoke about a normal safer person's got over here, and some wax, let's say, fell onto the writing, or some solid fell onto the writing, it stuck on there, it's permanent on there. So the Bach says that's a problem. That is the Bach's problem. Now, I'm talking about now a new shower. I'm talking about now, not a safer, like, I'm talking about a laminated safer. It's got a plastic bencher, which has got. Hold it, one minute. You've got. You've got a plastic bencher, and what's happened now over the plastic bencher, some dirt has got stuck on. Is there the same problem or not?
Yes.
The beauty of this religion is you can't go wrong. That's the beauty of this religion. Because the Meister, this looks like a machlokes. I don't really understand a machlokes. In the Zoch of a Shomer, a Falk, he's makel when it's on a plastic, on laminated. He says that laminated. What?
On the laminated?
Yeah, yeah, tinnitus is nothing. It's not over the letter. He says the whole problem. Yeah, it's true. He says the whole problem is on a play when it's over the letter. Then you say it becomes part of the letter. To take it off is lechoyo, that is moichel. If it's not on the letter, it's like a lid. It's like a cover. It's like the book's closed. When the book's closed, then there's no problem to open it. It's a chiddush. That's a chiddush, actually. So he signed this, that on a plastic laminated thing, this problem doesn't exist. So anything which is laminated, is no problem. In the Sefer Rabbi Ribi, and the Sefer Lamates Melachos there, he brings out the problem. He says, he just doesn't say why, he just says, is going with the Bach. He says on a plastic, on a plastic bencher, to scrape it off, what? No, he's going with his Bach. He's going with the same svar. It's like you're saying the same svar is the chayyah, that now it's obscure. You can't see that letter. What's the chayyah of plastic? The plastic's like bottled to the letter. That plastic on there is like nothing. It's like it's not really considered a chosher thing. He's learning his kiddush on the letter itself. And therefore, to take that off, he says, is a problem. So there's an interesting machlokes about that, yeah? That's klar, but that's only, again, I want to stress for you, this whole machlokes is only when it's on writing. I mean, some people ask Akasha, are you allowed to wash a plate on Shabbos? So for many men, it's better not to wash plates on Shabbos. You say you can't wash plates on Shabbos. Is there a problem of, let's say, of a moichel? Let's say there's a picture on a plate. Let's say a children's plate, it's got a nice picture of a teddy bear on. And it's got stuck on it some cholent. You've had cholent, it's got stuck on the writing. Now you want to wash it. Is there a problem to wash it? What? Let's say it's not glazed. That's not really true, I don't know, because this is not a place, I don't know, I hear what you're saying, but it's not really a place which is open for writing on. No one ever intends to write on a plate. So it's a real. What? Even according to Bach. No, but that's a paper where people write on. People write on paper. On a. Yeah, no. That's true, but there you're defacing, you're destroying it. Yeah. Or paper, which is open for writing on. Paper's open for writing on. Yeah, paper's open for writing on. What? Now, putting it in this position, maybe it's not, but paper itself. That's defacing. Defacing a picture is wherever you do it. That even wherever it is, that's anywhere is defacing is a problem. Here the shine of the Bach, what? Yeah, but it's obscuring it. The writing also might be inside the parchment. That's what he's saying, maybe it's like a plastic. I don't, even without if it's on the top, I don't think it's a problem because it's not
on a plastic, you want to wash it off the sink.
Yeah, you could do that,
because
the
plastic wants to put it in the sink.
Well, that's the shayla. That's the shayla. We're talking about the whole Qumran only works good in the Bach, yeah?
No, we're saying the place is, everyone says it's okay.
Yeah. Place is okay, it's all right. It's not a place for him.
It's not made on the same. 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 It's
made of it.
Well, it's writing on it.
But that's the shadow. Is it bottled right to the thing? That's the thing.
It's not right on it. Imagine an old piece of paper which you've been covered over.
It's made
for writing. And you can write on that again. Imagine a laminate, you can't write on it.
Yeah. We're saying lamps?
No.
A play is much worse. A play is like a better. A play is like a better. Not made for lamps. It's like a better. That lechol is no shine at all. On laminated, you ask the time about laminated. I don't know. Laminated, you have to know how it works with laminated. I don't know. Lechol. What? Yeah, he's right. You can write on that. It's not omens, really. It's not really. Most people are not going to write now. I don't know. On wood. The first one, they probably etched it out. They didn't just. I've got to be shy. What? That's true. That, 100% right. But once you've got something written on something, which is made for writing, that is written on, to rub that out is the problem. But here, this thing over here, is the picture's going to stay. It's just a question of, is it considered moichet when you take off the dirt from the plate? So we're saying that to go so far, and it's not ointment for that, that's already much better. Yeah, it's an interesting chiddush, you have to know. I mean, the mice, otherwise you're going to get yourself one stuck in it. The Bach is only talking about pashtus where the place is ointment for ksiva, it's got writing there, and you want to rub out that writing, that's where there's a problem. I don't know why he's machmi. He obviously must hold the plastic is bottled to the food. The Bach just says if you've got writing and there's something on top of the writing, is a problem. So he extends this to the case of a laminated plastic as well. That's what he does. That's an interesting. Yeah, I don't know exactly, but that's what he says. I mean, you must be careful. I must tell you, you know, we said over here that you could open a bench, for example, if it's got, let's say, dirt in between the pages, throw that bench up. I mean, you have to know, it's not 100% accurate what I'm saying. Well, if a person's got dirt in the margins, for example, so we said over here that you can open the pages. There's no problem opening the pages. The mice, if it's korea, if it's going to tear the page, then that could be worse. We're talking about some moichet. It's some moichet, no problem. If it's some korea, that could be a problem. If it's, it might tear the paper itself. So one has to know, one has to be careful. Obviously one has to know that when one opens the pager, it was not going to make it that's going to tear the things. Okay, what we said over here tonight, so we spoke about the mice, and they said we'll finish off with a Bach. Now Bach says that if you've got writing, and something's obscured, it's over the writing, but you can't read the writing, to take that off the writing is a shadow of moich. And he says, moich, I'm not sniff those, it's a shadow of dricey then. So that's the whole time is crucial this, therefore one must be careful about this. On a venture, huh?
Moral is when you're eating, make sure
you stir
it
on the table. Yeah, it's true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but first thing happens. So I've got children.
Also,
yeah.
And a drink.
And it falls on.
You make kiddish. Place that kind of muscle. I mean, it can happen sometimes. Look, so I've got your children in the house, it can happen sometimes. Mutton's not a problem. It's normally eating when you eat normally. Cholent normally is a problem. I don't know what this is. And I've got it on Kiddush, I don't know where it's from. I must say, it's, I don't know what it is. Yeah. So again, the mice, this is okay. On a laminated bencher, laminated plastic, that looks like the machlokes. Docher b'shomer, he says, no problem at all. That one may take off. And in the same for lamates malachas, he's machmer. He says that's lechoy, the same as the bach, and therefore the person shouldn't take it off, even on laminated. All right. Three and a half.